Hey guys, this is Carolyn from Homesteading Family. And before we jump into today's podcast, I wanted to invite you to a free four-part video series that I have that teaches you how to can. We go over the safety of canning, we go over the supplies and the equipment that you'll need, and then we actually get into the kitchen together and I show you every single step of the canning process so that you can follow along. There's free downloads, there's all the resources that you need to be able to complete the canning project all by yourself. So if you've ever wanted to learn how to can, or you just want to brush up on your canning safety, go to homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-canning. Again, that's homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-canning.
Hey, this is Carolyn with Homesteading Family, and here is a podcast short. In other words, an answer to a question that you have asked.
Okay, another planting your garden question from Ian Amice Ferry. What is your garden size? You know, I've struggled with that question more and more because while we do have one very linear garden, we're gardening all over the place. Yeah. So we have about 100 by 100 area, so roughly a quarter acre that we call our main crop garden. Mm-hmm. But even that has a lot of perennials in it. It's got strawberries, asparagus, raspberries, grapes, gooseberries, currants.
Yeah.
It's got a tree nursery in it, the greenhouse in it. I actually eventually hope to turn that into just an overall main crop garden, mostly mm-hmm. for annuals, and start to spread the perennials around and even extend that. Mm-hmm. But we also have trees, little bits of garden around that. We've got the cottage garden out mm-hmm. here that Carolyn's not only growing herbs and culinary herbs and medicinal herbs in, but also some annual vegetables in. We've got lettuce beds around there. We've got vertical gardens.
We're going to have food growing all over the
place.
We've
just done some terracing that is going to be a mix of more annual garden and perennial garden. Mm-hmm. So we've probably got a solid acre under cultivation, you know, of some sort.
Yeah.
Or developing it into that without any pasturing or some of the more broader systems.
Now, you just used the term main crop garden, and I know we throw that around a lot, but I don't know that we've actually really defined what we mean by a main crop garden or the main garden.
So let me back up a little bit. In designing permaculture systems, we try to zone and we try to place things in their area based on their use and proximity to your home. To where you're moving in and out of. And so the things that have more regular intensive use multiple times a day, you want closer to the home. And then as that use diminishes, we might move that farther away. And mm-hmm. so while we talk a lot about Carolyn's cottage garden or herb garden, really it's a kitchen garden, meaning it's as close to the kitchen as possible. And most of those things are there because we want very close access to them. Mm-hmm. For one reason or another, you're going to be in that garden a whole lot.
Yeah.
The main crop garden generally has things that might have batches of harvesting, and you're going to be in it regularly, but it's not right out your kitchen door. It's a little further off. It's going to have more of your crops that have, you know, one to a few major harvests over the year instead of everyday harvests.
So really the main crop garden is really the garden where we are migrating all the things that we're preserving, kind of doing a big preserving day on or a couple preserving days mm-hmm. on, so that we can put them up kind of in bulk all at the same time.
Right.
Versus the kitchen garden or the cottage garden is more for, you know, what we're going to go out and grab to have for dinner that night or for lunch or, you know, to be eating fresh during the season.
And there you have it. I hope this answer is one you were looking for. We'll be sharing more of these in the future and hope you find them helpful and inspiring on your homesteading journey. For more Homesteading Family content, be sure to visit our website at homesteadingfamily.com.